Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dr. Mina joined us. In case you missed that, go to the podcast, check it out. And I want to thank Omaha Tap House for bringing in some beer and some food. Nick had a burger out of fish taco. Nick had an 8-pound burger, and he was looking at me eating a fish taco. Said, "How can you do that in the morning?"
It's too early for fish. Right.
Too early for fish.
They have their version of the Big Mac for breakfast.
Yes, you did. I think they're all for breakfast. We've always had people, especially traveling comedians. Yeah, you guys are the guys, especially ones we don't know that well. Yeah, we had ribs on a 6 in the morning. I said, "Yeah, it's not." Not six in a row for us, you know.
Pizza, wings, burgers, whatever.
Yeah.
There are no rules. It's like an airport.
You're right. We can even drink here if we want to. We got cool bosses.
We had some really good wings at this restaurant. So we hadn't been to a restaurant forever.
And you went to one in Kansas City, right?
And right away, the waiter comes up and he goes, "How you doing, party people?" And I'm like, "Let's get out of here. I can't."
Party people?
I'll wait another year.
Yeah.
Nope. Not doing this.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I've been indoors 4 or 5 restaurants since the vaccination kicked in for both me and my wife. And, you know, the waiters come up with a mask on, and I pretty much volunteer that I haven't been back for a long time because we just got vaccinated.
Have you found they don't want to know your name? The waiter doesn't need to know your name.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I don't say my name. I love that. I never say my name. I do say out loud what's on the menu. Becky thinks that's old guy, and I think it might be. I think that's what my dad used to do.
Well, you just get the menu and you start reading it out loud?
I start reading it out loud. She has the menu, too, so...
So what?
Nobody
cares.
No point.
Nobody cares. We see that.
So I do that. But I've been doing that a long time. So I said doo-doo. But more than one waiter has said to us, "Oh, really? You haven't been back?" I said, "Well, global pandemic." But I forgot that for them to pay their bills, they've been working the whole time.
You must save that for the family, because I've eaten with you before, and I've...
No, it's a family thing.
You've never done the read the menu out loud.
I know.
Appetizer sampler.
Well, I think a lot of dads do dad stuff around the family and don't do it with their buds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just fall into that dad thing.
Yeah. Yeah. While you're actively dadding.
Yeah, you're actively dadding, right. But with
and
all
then when we're around our friends, we can talk big and act like we have, you know, fun lives.
Exactly.
Like we're not boring as hell.
All right, we got our Facebook friend here, Christian.
Oh, I saw his post, man.
I saw on his Facebook page, he had a little interaction with George Jung, who died, what, yesterday?
Man.
He was,
it was like a couple of years ago. He came to Wichita.
What was he there? What was he there for? First of all, let's explain who he was. He was, Johnny Depp played him in the movie Blow. He was one of the main responsible. He was the main connection to Escobar to bring cocaine to the U.S. It's a great movie. Check it out. Pretty realistic too.
Yeah.
So he made like $100 million worth of jail for 20 years for drug trafficking. I love the movie. And you met the real guy. Was he there during a speech or what was he there for?
He was pretty much just going around on a tour and talking about his life and stuff. And if you wanted to come hang out with him, you could do the meet and greet, and it was for like a couple hours.
Okay.
And then after that, he went on to like a panel thing for the people who didn't do the meet and greet.
Okay.
So there's probably like 15 of us, and we got to hang out with him for a couple of hours and ask him literally anything. And of course, everyone was asking about Pablo, and when he said Pablo, he would say Pablo because of his accent.
Boston,
you know, but
Boston accent, yeah.
Pablo.
I got it. That's
yeah, funny. But he said, from what I can recall, he just was like, he's just a normal guy like us, you know. You wouldn't even know he was the way he was, but just a ruthless dude. He crossed him, you know, so he obviously never did that. But, yeah, it was really cool hanging out with him, and we were outside. He was smoking a cigarette, and there's people down in Old Town going to the bars, and nobody even knew there was George.
Now,
right there.
I want to ask you this. I saw the photo of you. Thanks for sharing that with us. I want to. Did anybody ask him what part of the movie was not real, or did he like the? Because I'd heard he liked the movie, but I don't know if everything was real.
I think he said it was mostly pretty accurate.
Okay,
but I can't recall some parts that weren't. But for the most part, he said it was pretty accurate.
Okay, that's cool. That's good to know because that's a cool movie. That's a really cool movie.
It is.
Was his wife as hot as Penelope Cruz in real life? I guess she was.
No, he had some like he was like 76 then.
Yeah.
So the lady he was with, it wasn't the Penelope Cruz lady. It was some other chick. It was some white lady, and she was really nice too. But they had some little dog with them.
When's the last time, anybody ask him when's the last time he did coke?
Probably, and I think he hadn't done any drugs in a long time. Didn't even smoke weed or anything.
No.
Yeah.
Well, plus he's 77. You keep doing coke, you don't make it to 77.
No.
What a good chance we consumed some of his product back in the day.
Everybody did. Pablo Escobar was 80% of the cocaine in the world, let alone the United States, Escobar.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then looking back on it, nobody asked him about Carlos, his partner.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody mentioned that or his first wife, Ginger, that OD'd at the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a movie. That's a movie I can just stop on when I see it. I think it's a cool flick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So your impression was he truly was the drug kingpin with a heart of gold.
Pretty much, yeah. He's a really nice dude and just down to earth and I don't know. If you didn't know him, you wouldn't know that was George, you know? Like
Boston George, right?
That's cool. Yeah, Boston George.
Pablo.
I think he said Tuna was still on the East Coast. He was like on some farm.
He spent 20 years in jail. He spent 20 years in jail that Pablo Escobar did, yeah. Not Pablo Escobar. He's dead. He got shot in the roof. All right, man. Thank you, brother. Thanks for the story, man. Appreciate
nice
that.
Nice talking with you.
See you, too, bud. Thanks for listening.
Bye. See you, guys.
T95s are home in Wichita.
Was on this date in 1994, comedian Bobcat Goldthwait set a chair on fire during an appearance on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, later banned from the show.
And we mentioned Bobcat is in Blow. He's doing cocaine with those guys.
Yep.
With Paul Rubens and Johnny Depp, obviously.
He's a cocaine geek. Isn't he like a chemist?
Right. Remember, he does a big Blow, and doesn't Bob say, "I can't feel my face"?
Yeah, I think that's his line.
It is also
which was stolen later on by
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd, right?
Oh, yeah.
Also, the birthday of someone that Todd would like to know, Precious Gabori Sidibe. It's her birthday today.
You're going to say who's taller, Bobcat or Precious?
You want to?
Well, that's a tough one because Bobcat's a little guy.
Who's taller, Bobcat Goldthwait or Precious?
Who's wider?
Oh, God.
Who's what?
Who's lighter?
Oh, yeah. Oh, with a D.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I said lighter. Bob's probably 5'6".
He's not a tall man.
No, he's not.
But generally, women are shorter.
But we have no idea how Precious is because she's... We do who's wider? Oh, you said that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think she probably looks shorter because she's so wide.
I'm gonna say
it's
Bob,
a visual illusion.
I'm gonna say Bob's taller.
I think he's taller too.
Neither of them are tall, but no. Bob's taller.
Yeah. Plus, I hate to tell. I don't want Bob to ever get back to Bob that we thought Precious was taller than he is.
Yeah, he'd be offended.
He would be. So let's say I'm gonna go with Bob.
I'll say Bobcat.
Yeah. I'm going Precious.
Oh, I'm gonna tell
him. Contrarian.
You're never gonna open up for him now. You're never gonna open up for him now.
Push, you're going with Bob?
Yeah, I'm going to say Bob.
Cost me some shows.
Bob checks in at 5'7".
No!
Inch taller.
It's about what I was guessing, but she's probably like 5'5".
Precious is 5'5".
Yeah!
Damn.
Okay, who's heavier?
That's what it's like to be 3-0, baby.
Yeah.
Bobcat
3-0.
How about 1-2,
one
Nick?
1-2.
That should bug you. 2-1, I can get through the day. 1-2, I might have trouble with
it. You
that.
Even trying?
Yeah.
I was going for the rare solo win.
You were.
That's all right. Took a risk. It failed miserably.
That was only a 2-inch blowout. Wasn't bad.
Search YouTube. Blow. I can't feel my face. Preview that and see if there's any bad language. It's just 22 seconds.
The actual clip of all those guys together? Yeah.
And it was on this date in 2004. The final episode of Friends aired on NBC.
04. Okay.
What did they call that one? The one where the show ends?
The finale.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't give it a clever name?
I don't remember.
All the episodes have a clever name.
Yeah.
I don't know any of them.
I don't remember the last episode of Friends.
I'm more and more aware of the name of episodes when you binge them because it comes up on the menu.
Yeah, normally when you're just watching on TV.
They'll name it.
There may be something that shows up.
Once in a while.
Yeah, but rarely.
It's in the little info block, but you really have to look for it.
Yeah.
You know, when you're binging it, it's right there
it
in front of you.
It actually says the name of the episode, but you don't really see that much. Yeah.
There's a couple episodes of Seinfeld where the title stands out.
Okay.
Like The Contest.
Oh, that's right.
Puffy shirt.
Inbox, Craig.
The pirate shirt.
I will give you a little heads up here for tomorrow.
All right.
Because tomorrow
is only a day away.
No pants day, which is why I have to tell you now.
Hey, we're all vaccinated. Let's pull our pants off.
Yeah, because it'd be so hard to get here with pants on.
That stuck to the tape.
There it is.
Okay.
Good. Bobcat, Paul Rubens, and Johnny Depp all standing around here.
Okay, here we go.
Where did you get this stuff?
Columbia.
I can't feel my face. I mean, I can touch it, but I can't feel it inside.
My favorite story about Bob in that scene is he's told us a bunch of times that before they went live, he just looked at both of them and said, who's got longer probation out of this group? Because Bob had done that.
Yep.
The fire, Ruben's masturbating, we get that. And Johnny Depp had all kinds of trouble his whole life. And he has three of them. He goes, hey, who's all got like the longer probation here? I just love that was a... And that was Bob's skinny days, too. Bob was real skinny in that movie.
Is that the time we learned that movie blow is vitamin B12?
We asked him that they did it as vitamin B, right? Yeah.
I think as someone, if you had never snorted something in your life and had to do that on a movie set, I think that would hurt like hell.
I think all three of those guys have snorted something.
Well,
in their life.
I know. I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about them, but other actors who may not have partaken in anything. Like, I think that would be weird to try to.
Oh,
do
no,
that.
You got to practice snorting something.
Yeah.
Before you snort anything else.
Because I mean, I'll use myself as an example. I've never snorted anything like that for fun. And if I was asked to do that like that, and
well, let's preface this: kids don't do drugs. But the fact, but when you first do coke, it's just not, it doesn't hurt at all. It's like, whoa, that's good.
Don't do drugs, kids.
But now, wait, you, but said you haven't snorted. You chase that high, and it never works after that. That's
you
why
said you haven't snorted anything for fun.
Well, I think I've done
have
like
you snorted things for business.
Right. I mean, like a nasal mist.
Yeah, you've done
or
that.
Something.
You've done that. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's more of a spray than
yeah.
a snort.
Yeah. But still, it's just it. I don't. I've never. I would think that would be tough to act like.
Well,
you've
vitamin
done it
B12, wouldn't it? That's a vitamin that might even kind of burn up there. Don't you
yeah,
think?
It might sting a little.
Yeah,
bit.
I never tried that.
And there's got to be ramifications for taking too much of that too.
Yeah,
it's not going to explode your heart.
Well, there's so many blow scenes, cocaine scenes, in all kinds of movies. So obviously, that's probably what they use.
You but never crushed up a Smartie or anything, Puss?
No, oh, no. Yeah. I just ate them. Yeah. They were good the way they are.
Who eats sweet tarts? That's stupid. You snort those things.
Yeah,
put
really
LSD on them.
Very unimaginative.
Or crush a white cross and snort those. Don't do that. It chunks in your nose.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Thank you, Puss.
I do want to warn everyone that tomorrow is No Pants Day.
Yes, I told you we're vaccinated.
Like,
pants are off.
No short pants, no long pants.
The Dr. Mina said we can't have no pants on.
No pants.
Pants.
Studio.
No pants.
She'll call in next week. I told you guys you can't have no pants on the studio together.
Just put some pants on.
Sheesh. You can wear underwear.
Well, why?
Yeah.
But it's No Pants Day, held on the first Friday in May, believed to have been started by a group of students at the University of Texas who thought leaving the pants at home on the first Friday in May would be a fun way to end the semester.
Yeah, it would be.
A winter spinoff was created called No Pants Subway Ride. We've heard of those things, too. And for this year, cartoonists are going to be commemorating the No Pants Day to try and get people to donate to shelters and give clothing.
Take your pants off, give it to a homeless person. Got it.
Sort of.
Right.
Right there on the street.
Sort of.
These might stink, but grab them, man.
We're told that the pandemic has affected people's ability to get clothing, and charities have not gotten as many donations as typical.
Oh, I guarantee that, because none of us are buying new clothing, so we're not throwing away the old stuff.
Right. So more than 25 cartoonists behind strips from Blondie to Zippy the Pinhead are celebrating
Zippy
No Pants
Pinhead.
Day.
Zippy's still around?
Yeah.
Good for him.
I am unfamiliar with Zippy the Pinhead.
I've never heard
hopefully
that
in a way that helps charities get clothing to those in need. King Features, they're the people that do a lot of the cartoons. They reached out to fellow syndicators, Tribune, Content Agency, McNeil, Washington Post writers, and, participating strips like Shoe, Arctic Circle, High and Lois, Mallard, Fillmore, Sally Forth. They are all going to be, doing stuff with wearing no pants.
Well, you'll see. We'll start on campus, so we should all take our pants off and go to a local college campus and walk around. That might be kind of creepy.
Right. Yeah. Hey, it's a fun kinda. College
we
thing.
We saw five dads walking around without pants on.
I usually see Zippy the Pinhead in, alternative, weekly newspapers.
I've heard the name before.
Like the Westword in Denver, the New Times in Phoenix.
Yeah, so they're asking people to give to a charity that helps people in need of clothing.
All right.
Yeah, you always hear that he'd give the shirt off his back, but you never hear like
the pants
he'd
off his ass.
The pants off his ass.
Right.
The pants off his ass.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah. Right. Jim's writing. He was at the Storm Chasers game yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And when one of the Storm Chasers got a base on balls, guess what song they played?
They do.
That's one of them.
That's a long walk.
There's a wide variety of walk songs.
Yeah, there's Walk
from Pantera.
I've heard that.
Okay.
Walk Like a Man.
Walk Like an Egyptian.
I haven't heard that. I haven't heard those.
That Egyptian. Might not. Walk Like a Man be great. Walk Like a Man.
The Foo Fighters have a song named called Walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it famous?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was a single off of that album.
So they rotate them. It's not just that
I
one
guess.
Every time.
Walk
I
like
guess.
A man.
I forgot. It's been a long
Four
time.
Four Seasons would be great to hear that. Walk like a man.
Yeah. I haven't been at a baseball game in a year and a half or however long.
Well, you announced it.
And our team didn't get any walks the other night, so I don't even know the game I worked.
Walk this way.
Yeah.
Walk the line. I'm sure they play that.
You got to have Walk the Line.
Yeah.
Walk Alive.
That.
Dire Straits.
Oh, shoot me.
Oh, God. Don't play that.
Don't.
Craig would say it in the microphone. Oh, shoot me, Dire Straits. Oh, mic's on. Hot mic. Hot mic. Hot mic.
Well, the sentiment remains.
And next up the bat.
Ah, jeez.
I'd like to think I'm a man of faith.
Red slide.
Storm Chasers live.
Might have been the last batter I ate.
F that song. Red slide.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, so I bring this up just because I can't believe an attorney is trying this particular defense.
Well, they try them all.
Yeah, Josh Duggar.
Oh, no.
He got busted for allegedly having child pornography. He's been let out on bail.
All right.
They say he's not a flight risk. They released him pending trial.
And he
cannot go home.
Can't go back because he's got kids.
Yeah, and he will be with a third-party custodian, and he has to wear an ankle monitor, not allowed to see his own kids unless he is not alone with them. Now then, in a court hearing yesterday, federal agents claimed that he had over 200 images and videos of child sex abuse material on his computer.
What's the defense?
Duggar's defense demanded evidence that he actually looked at the stuff on his computer.
Oh.
Prove so that he looked at
this
stuff.
That his eyes looked at it. So
yes.
He was on there, but he never glanced what was on.
Prove that he looked at it.
Oh, my
but you
God.
You possessed it.
Right.
You find a dumb jury.
Yeah.
Does
the
that
charge
matter?
Is possession.
It is called possession, right.
If you get busted with a pound of weed or a pound of coke, you're like, well, I didn't do any of the coke. Yeah. Like, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Prove that I smoked it. That.
Yeah.
Of course he looked at it. That's why it's on his computer.
And it seems to me like the law would actually say, you've got it.
Yeah.
Just like
yeah.
you have the cocaine.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got it.
Or you'd have to get a bunch of witnesses who, I downloaded that stuff, but I look at it.
Right.
I just like to have it in case I...
That's just a one step further. Prove that it excited him. Shut up, it, freaks.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Prove my client has an erection
now.
Right now.
Okay.
That's like
well,
a guy.
Well, that'll do it for him.
Yep. And I guess he's innocent.
He doesn't smoke weed, but he keeps a little weed around in case there's company that comes over that wants some weed. So he just had a little child porn ready in case some company wants to look at some child porn for entertainment purposes.
Whatever you're into.
For socializing.
Time to examine the guest list.
Yeah. All right. It's ball day, ladies.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Omaha Tap House, two locations in our city of Omaha. Thank you. The food and the booze. Dr. Mina phone. Check out the podcast. Wear a mask when you have to. And also get a vaccine. Dr. Mina said don't shame the people that don't want vaccines. Well, we're going to. Because they're not listening to us anyway.
I suggest you get two of them.
Yeah.
Unless it's the J&J.
The J&J.
And get just one. Get one.
Yeah. Get your vaccine. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.